It had been a hell of a 24 hours. I had drunk myself to sleep last night with Wolanda's death on my mind. There was also the question of what, if anything, I could do to find Shoni. Then Mikey. Then Eli. Getting hit in the nads by Al and stepping barefoot in shit was the highlight of the day. The karma, or whatever drives the world, was getting really fucked up. I mean, these folks weren't exactly on top of things before this shitstorm blew into them. I just didn't get it. I got to the Moody Blue and cracked open a Schlitz. I hit the answering machine, and there were a couple of messages. The first was Smitty again, and he had news that the promoter in Kentucky had sweetened the purse to $7,000. He also found out more about the opponent, and that he was 15-0 with 15 knockouts, all coming in 3 rounds or less. Smitty said the guy was being groomed for a title shot, and from the videos he'd seen, the guy could really swat. The second was from Lisa. She was forcing back tears, and I could tell it wasn't going to be good news.
"Duffy, I've been thinking," she sniffed through the tears. "I hate to do this on the phone, but I just can't bring myself to do it in person."
I think I knew how this was going to go.
"I haven't told you, but I've been seeing a therapist. She thinks that now isn't the right time for me to be in a relationship. She also thinks that you're an archetype of my relationship with my father and that I'm recreating dysfunctional patterns."
Maybe I didn't know how this was going to go. This was thicker bullshit than even I was used to from women.